ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुःवन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमोऽं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। लेट्स हैव द क्वेश्चन आंसर्स नाउ प्लीज।
स्वर्णेन्दु साह फ्रॉम मालडा। I am normally good at avoiding the attraction of the other sex, but when the situation becomes very difficult, can you advise something for successful mitigation of it?
First of all, we have to be clear about our goal. What are we trying to do in our life? If we are really trying to be Krishna conscious, Krishna says, Mamevige prapadyante mayametam tarantite. If you take shelter of me, you can very easily overcome Maya, he says. So then how to take shelter of Krishna? So there are several ways in which we can take shelter of Krishna. Keep away from tempting environments. Don't throw yourself, if you don't know swimming, if you put yourself in water, then you may suffocate and struggle, isn't it? Gajendra, that's what happened to him. He put himself in water, which was actually the wrong place for him to go. So that's the first thing. Avoid tempting environments. Secondly, increase your spiritual strength so that even if you are put in a tempting environment, you will be able to overcome Maya. So how do we increase spiritual strength? Just like, for example, when you eat food every day, that turns into blood and gives you strength in the body. Similarly, our spiritual food is taking darshan of the deities, you know, studying the Shastra, chanting the holy name, associating with devotees. And studying Shastra doesn't mean just you have completed some half an hour, 1 hour of reading or something. Study of the Shastra should be done contemplatively, with great relish. How does it apply to my personal life? How does it apply to others' life? And what is the Shastra saying? With very great enthusiasm and interest, one should study Shastra. So, chanting the holy name and studying the Shastra and keeping a very regulated morning program. Sleep early, rise early. So, in this way, by regulated spiritual program, gradually our spiritual strength can be increased. And what happens when your spiritual strength increases? Even in a tempting environment, you will immediately withdraw your senses, like a tortoise, Krishna says. Like the tortoise withdraws his hands, legs, head, everything inside his shell, and shows the cell behind. Similarly, intelligent devotees are those, when they are suddenly facing temptation, they will withdraw the senses immediately. So, and they will not go headlong in the direction of the sense gratification. Because if we go in the sense gratification direction, we will be punished by Maya, isn't it? We will become victim of Maya. So, first I told you, avoid tempting environment. Second I told you, in case you feel that the weakness is, spiritual weakness is too much, then that means we have to take in more spiritual strength. Then, like spiritual food should be increased, maximize Krishna time. Maximize chanting, hearing, associating with devotees, taking darshan of the deities, be with Krishna more, and try to reduce Maya time. So that is second thing I told, increasing spiritual strength there. Third one is to equip yourself with knowledge of the working of senses, mind, intelligence, and ego in relation to the sense objects. Read Bhagavad Gita 2.56 to 2.72. Sthita Prajnasya Ka Bhasha Samadhisthasya Keshava. You can learn about Sthita Prajna there. Also read third chapter of Bhagavad Gita also tells you more about the nature of working of the mind also. So in this way, studying about nature of soul and body and the mechanism of intelligence, mind, senses, all that will be very helpful. So Bhagavad Gita is a very basic book. I have a couple of seminars called Dealing with Temptations is one, and Taking Reverse Gear from the Early Stages of Fall Down. So if you send a mail to voicemedia.pune@gmail.com, so then we will arrange to send you the booklets, so you can go through them also. Yeah. So suddenly one faces a situation where one is being tempted, you immediately do pranayam. Plug your nose, close your eyes and do anulom vilom pranayam. Or keep your nose closed for a while, then immediately, you know, your mind will withdraw itself from the tempting environment. It will immediately be shocked, hey, who is going to kill me now? Immediately, a mind is worried about survival. So it will withdraw from the temptation. Yes, next.
Praful Vagmare from Nandagaon Voice. Prabhuji, I wanted to ask, as Krishna's pastimes are eternal, means the pastimes gets repeated eternally, means all the lilas which are in Krishna book only, all the lilas which are in Krishna book only, or there are some more lilas that which we may not be aware?
Yeah, we are not aware. The Bhagavatam which the demigods have is, you know, millions of verses. What we have is only 18,000 verses. So we have some knowledge of Krishna's pastime, but there is much more. Yeah, the devatas know much more than this. Yes, next.
Abhinav Chauhan Pro from Kanpur. Thank you for the wonderful class, Proji. We just read about the goal of all spiritual practices and yajnas, that is Yajna Purush Krishna. So while doing any practice or service, if something shows up related to Krishna, should we give priority to the service or the thing related to Krishna at the moment?
Yeah. Actually, you are asking a question that while doing any practice or service, if something shows up related to Krishna, should you give priority to the service of the thing related to Krishna at the moment? See, the remembrance of Krishna is combined with the service. Like Arjuna is fighting the battle, is obeying Krishna, cooperating with Krishna's plan, and therefore he is remembering Krishna. So in the same manner, if you say that, if you are doing any service, at the time if remembrance of Krishna comes, you don't drop the service. There is one example, Krishna's very, very dear devotee, Daruka, I think, Krishna's charioteer. So, once he was fanning Krishna, while fanning Krishna, tears welled up in his eyes and stream of tears out of love for Krishna. So, those tears were blocking his vision of Krishna. And he was becoming ecstatic and his hand was trembling. So at that time, Daruka cursed his ecstasy and said, he wiped his tears and he said, hell with this ecstasy. This ecstasy is distracting me from my service. He said, I don't want ecstasy. I want to serve. Generally, all of us think that if I chant holy name, we don't bother about chanting. We want happiness from chanting. Whereas he didn't want happiness from ecstasy from that service, but he wanted to ensure Krishna's service is not affected. So similarly, when we are doing a seva, we should know. Like for example, when you are meeting your family members, in the dinner when you all eat, you know, are you exchanging love with mother, father, brother, sister? Or are you eating food? You are doing both. You are eating food also. Side by side you are exchanging love with them, joking with them, talking to them. Same way, we do service with love, with remembrance. Both go hand in hand. We don't drop the service and, you know, go away saying that my remembrance of Krishna is coming, now I will not do the service. Next.
Nirmal Prabhu from Kolkata. You said first we have to read 9 cantos, then go to 10th canto. But in general, many of us have not read 9 cantos. But still we are asked to read Krishna book and lectures on 10th canto like this one.
Krishna book is very safe to read because Prabhupada has given lot of commentaries, purports in the Krishna book very nicely. For every leela, he has given explanation with philosophy, so you can read that. And also, 10th canto lectures like what I am giving also. Actually, when you are hearing from some preacher, they will take the 10th canto and give you in a way you can understand, even if your knowledge is only of Bhagavad Gita. Even if you have not read Bhagavatam at all. The preachers can give you in an elementary way that we can accept. That is all right. But one should not buy a Bhagavatam set and directly go to 10th canto. Instead, one should go from canto 1, 2, 3, 4. In order, one should read. Go ahead.
Ankit Prabhu from SRM Voice. My mind gets agitated when I read or hear Krishna Leelas with Gopi or anything related to male, female or girl-boy relationships. Why leelas such as Krishna stealing clothes are there? This creates a lot of dilemma, Prabhuji.
I already explained, when Krishna performed the leela of stealing the clothes of the gopis, he was only 6-year-old boy. And the gopis also must have been 7 or 8. Many of the gopis who were taking bath in Yamuna, in the cold water of Yamuna. And Krishna, I told this pastime, how it is actually a joking relationship, just like Yashoda and Krishna are joking with each other, mother and child. Similarly, Krishna and his friends are joking. Similarly, the gopis are also friends of Krishna. He is actually joking with them. I will take your clothes, and if you don't come and take it, then he said, I will make a jula and I'll go to sleep. He said. So they told, hey, Krishna, Krishna, go back immediately. Your father, Nanda Baba, will be waiting. Otherwise, cows will go into some cave or forest. You will lose the cows. They said. And Krishna said, No, gopis, you are getting very late. Please quickly take your clothes and go. So in this way, it was actually a joking relationship. And the gopis said, no, we are not in a hurry to go home. For 1 month, we have got Katyayani Vrata. We are going to stay in this locality only for 1 month. So we are not getting late. You are getting late for the cows and calves. So you have to go. And then Krishna said, okay, you all are doing austerities here for 1 month. In your association, I have also become very renounced now. So I will also stay here. I will tie your clothes and make a jula and go to sleep for 1 month. So you all do here tapasya. I will do tapasya along with you. He was joking like this. So it was a very humorous exchange between Krishna and the gopis. But because our eyes are tinged with lust, just like one time a cow was caught in a fire, and the body skin of the cow got little burned, and the cow was screaming, and they came and saved the cow, and the fire was stopped. Later on, wherever the cow saw anything red, what the cow thought? Fire. He thought it was fire. If you show him any red color paper, fire, he will say like that. Similarly, our eyes are tinged with lust. So even though Krishna is a 6-year-old boy and the gopis are 7-8 years, still our mind is thinking that it is some erotic relationship or carnal pleasures. The mind thinks like that. So then you should not read. When you are saying that when I read or hear, why should you read? Then it will act like poison for you. It's not acting as medicine for you. It's acting as poison. Don't read. Go back to the basics. Go to Bhagavad Gita. go to the small books of Prabhupada. Read step by step. Yeah. Go ahead. I think I am not qualified. Correct. It's not the, when one is a LKG student, you give the, BSc mathematics book to the child, it will be triple integral. What can the child understand? It will be like that. So better you go step by step. Yeah. He's asking, how are so senior brahmacharis not fall down? So reading this, because actually if you practice Krishna consciousness for several years, it's like going LKG, UKG, first standard, fourth standard, 10th standard, 12th standard. Then you can do a proven doctorate. So those who are practicing for many years, gradually they will dissolve their bodily identification. They will think, I am like a gopi. I am not like Krishna. If I think I am like Krishna, then I get disturbed when I hear these pastimes. Because I think I am a playboy. And all these girls are beautiful girls, I will enjoy with them, we think like that. But actually one should think, I am not Krishna, I am Krishna Das. I am Krishna Dasi. That should be the consciousness. So the brahmacharis who are spending many years, gradually, to the degree they have increased this awareness, that I am only Krishna Das, then they will not be disturbed when they read. Even they don't read these pastimes very easily, unless, they have become mature. Prabhupada clearly says that. If anybody while reading this pastime is getting disturbed, and that means false ego is there very strongly, Prabhupada prohibits reading. Better you read the basic other books. Go ahead.
Rupesh Roop from Nandagao Voice. As you said that basis of all is ignorance, and therefore one commits sinful acts, but devotees hear morning classes every day, have association, they are not ignorant. Now then, still I may feel to do sense gratification or sinful activity. Why this happens and how to get rid of this?
There are many reasons for this, why it happens. Sometimes we hear with one ear, leave it in another ear. We have not heard the class attentively. For example, you attended the morning class. I ask you, Prabhu, tell me in the morning class what you heard. It's a wonderful class, Prabhu, but I don't remember any points. That means you have not heard at all properly. Some people say, Prabhuji, one theme I know in the morning, Today Prabhuji was speaking on this one main theme, that much I remember. And there is another devotee who will say, Prabhu, it was a superb class, Prabhu. You know, Prabhuji began with a class like this, he told this story, he told these examples, analogies, you know, and he told this from Prabhupada's life, he told this from Bhagavatam, this he told from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he gave so many action points for our everyday life. I have 4 or 5 points noted down. So it's like that you find some people actually are very, very smart in capturing. They capture the points in the class and put it down in a notebook. Later on they go back and go through that. So this way if you hear well, study well and keep contemplating about it, then when Maya comes, you can immediately apply that wisdom. That, oh, I heard this. This is the way Maya comes now. She is coming. So I will not allow her to trap me. That knowledge helps. Now, knowledge alone is not enough. In fact, great jnanis have become fallen down. Yatato hyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramatini haranti prasabam manaha. Krishna says that even a vipaschit jnani, most learned jnani also can fall down like Vishwamitra and others. Then what to do? Therefore, we need bhakti. Bhakti means praying to Krishna, begging to Krishna for help, you know, and chanting more rounds, and requesting Krishna that, Krishna, I have learned the knowledge, but the knowledge is not coming to help without your grace. Therefore, it is said, run the race of life with grace of God. So, then only your life would be perfect. So, you know, knowledge alone is not enough. We need, along with knowledge, we need devotion. When you take shelter of Krishna, Krishna says, Mame viye prapadyante. Next.
Kripa from Bangalore. Could you please help in knowing, in the Telugu serial Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari serial, in few episodes, it has been showed that Shabari, who was a great devotee of Lord Ramchandra in Treta Yuga, but was not liberated from the material world to spiritual world.
No, we don't take such movies very seriously. They're just bluffing. We believe in the Shastra. So there are many movies, show many, many things. Like I have seen one movie of Vishwamitra, where Vishwamitra is a hero. So when this Vishwamitra takes Ram and Lakshman to Mithila, in the Sita Swayamvar, Lord Ram is going, then Vishwamitra, and when Ram is picking up the bow, Vishwamitra is doing like this, like that he's doing like, he's exerting himself fully. And then, tada, when the bow is broken, Vishwamitra is also, is relaxed because he has given all his shakti for breaking the bow. Like that they are showing in the movie. So then I told one boy to write to the director and find out where is it in Ramayana. The bhav was broken by the strength of whom? Ram. But why you are saying Vishwamitra? Then that fellow said, director said, no, I haven't read it anywhere. But I have made Vishwamitra the hero of the, main hero of the movie. So I have to show that he also has a important role. Therefore I made the scene like that. Like the director is saying. So it is whose speculation? Direct speculation. Yes. This is how the people are cheating. And anybody can say anything. We don't take it seriously unless the authentic Shastra. Bring that fact to me from Valmiki Ramayana, then I will accept. Yeah. That's the original scripture.
Yeah. Second question. Could you please list us total number of demons Lord Krishna killed? Since in the serial, there are showing the demons like Alambasur, Brahma Raksha, Sridhar, etc. But in the presentation, we can see only some demons who are hurt.
I will only tell you the demons listed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are totally 21, I think, total. In Sri Krishna Samhita and Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita. In these two books, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given 18 plus 3, totally 21 demons, all based on Srimad Bhagavatam. And outside Bhagavatam, there are so many people saying so many things, we don't care about it. Next one.
Aniruddha Prabhu from Arizona.